Hello, you are on the radio Zola Debate Show. Please welcome Maud and Leah, my guest of the day. What is your debate?
Rap is sexism.
Oh, go for the debate.
First, I like to say that all the rap songs are not sexism. So, for the sexism rap, I think the lyrics reduce the woman.
I think rap is not sexism because the rapper want to show the big problem of the society.
This gender of rap, I mean the sexism rap because of the rap song are not sexism, incite the young people to speak like this.
I think we doesn't take first degree on the lyrics and you're thinking too much about lyrics.
You're right, but the people who listen to this think this is the real life.
When we think about sexism, we think right now about men and not women, who are very sexist ringside men.
I think both of them, even in their video clips for the boys, we can see women kinda naked, and I think they don't want that everybody can see their body like this. And on top of that, women are used to get a lot of views, so a lot of money.
When we hear about rap in media, it's rarely for the beauty of art, the quality of an artist's flow, rather for the clash between Booba and Caris, and the judicial case of Orelsan or Fienzo.
Let me give you some examples. I think Ken by Alonso or Lassus by Hamza, Saint-Valentin by Orelsan or Privacy by Chris Brown are sexism songs. We have the impression that women are objects as if they should stay at home and take care of the children.
Rap seem to be among the only musical genre to undergo this trial. Especially when the example of mature lyrics in the popular song are just as. Remember that John Lennon said, "I was cruel to my wife, I hit her and kept her away from the things she loved," in Getting Better. When Michel Sardou sang, "J'ai envie de violer des femmes dans les villes de grande solitude," a misogyne made the be less rude and frontal than in rap, but yet very present and widely accepted.
The worst is the rapper say that to boast. I think this is sad.
Me too.
Thank you for the presence. Goodbye.
Goodbye.